These grocery stores getting busy this week. Everyone's trying to get all their ingredients for Thursday for Thanksgiving. Starting at 9.9, it's Kevin and Jenna.
So WTNH, they actually reported on a story saying what the most popular sides are throughout the country, but of course focusing on Connecticut.
Right.
So the list overall, I'm going to go through each item on the list, okay?
Okay.
Mashed potatoes came in first place. This is nationwide.
Makes sense. People love mashed potatoes.
So freaking good. Stuffing was in second.
Okay, I like stuffing a lot.
Is stuffing also called dressing?
I think when they make it in the turkey, you know, when they stuff it into the turkey, so like when they serve it, it looks good.
We are dressing the turkey.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's second. Third is of mac and cheese, which I feel like should be first because that's my favorite.
Yeah, that's another good one.
Number four, we got the sweet potatoes. And number five, green bean casserole, which is where it should sit at number five. But when we're talking about Connecticut, Connecticut's top Thanksgiving sides, it's actually a tie between green bean casserole. Okay. And a sweet potato dish.
The bottom two. and of course, Connecticut can't decide. So it's a tie.
Absolutely.
The green bean casserole. So I don't mind having it on my plate at Thanksgiving because
sure.
It gives a little greenery to it. And it makes me feel like I'm being somewhat healthy. But it's true. Like, that should be the last one, number five, because no one's going right for the green beans.
I love how mac and cheese is right in the middle because it's like the perfect balance, you know, so that's okay. But I'm usually loading up on that. Looking over this list, though, I mean, mac and cheese, sweet potatoes, a green bean casserole sounds a little too involved for me as a person who's bringing a side to like a Thanksgiving potluck. Sounds like a lot of work.
I know. We got to simplify this a little bit.
I kind of lean in towards maybe like a mashed potato or a stuffing because you could start with a box. Oh, you could start with mac and cheese in a box, too.
Are you good at making... Do you usually bring sides like to Thanksgiving to your family?
Yeah. So I could do like a stuffing. Usually it's whatever they request.
Right. So I've done that in the past, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I think we should do like a battle of the sides. We should make one of these sides.
Sir, what made you think I was challenging you right now? I'm just reporting a happy story.
I think I'm just hungry as we're talking about this. But it would be fun. We could, because I do have to bring something to Thanksgiving. So,
like a little test run.
Yeah, maybe we go to the store tonight and get stuff. And then there's people here who would taste test it. I know we got coworkers. So anytime we put food in that kitchen, they'll eat it.
You got to see Kevin's eyes right now. There's like this scary expression on your face, and I don't know what to do. But also, I'm excited. We're going to do this. Okay.
Nice. All right. So tonight, we'll both go to the store.
Okay.
We'll get some ingredients. You can pick any of these. So, I mean, I don't know if you want to go with the green bean casserole. That seems a little, people don't like it.
No,
but
thank
you. Anything that has a box, I guess, mashed potatoes, stuffing, mac and cheese.
Okay.
And then, and then we'll announce tomorrow at 3 o'clock what we're going to make.
Okay, I like this.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to go to the store tonight. It's going to be crazy, but let's do it.
Battle of the sides, Kevin and Jen. I like it. Battle of the Sides is on, starting at 9.9. It's Kevin and Jenna. We were talking about this yesterday, about making a side for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we learned that some of the most popular sides in Connecticut are green bean casserole and like a sweet potato dish of some sort. But Kevin and I, we're leaning more towards the boxed option.
Yes.
So what did we settle on, Kevin?
So stuffing was what we were going to go with.
Boxed
so,
stuffing!
Last night, we each had to go to the grocery store, buy boxed stuffing, and then we could elevate it with other ingredients, but you had to start with the base of box stuffing,
which I'm sure we could even come with the box stuff with nothing added to it. It tastes great too, but where's the fun in that, right?
So how was your experience shopping for the Battle of the Sides?
Well, first I made a very dumb mistake. I went hungry.
Oh no.
yes, and a hungry pregnant woman in a grocery store wants to buy all the things. So I will say that the dish that I create will be greatly inspired by my baby girl. She made it. She's going to be on the Food Network one day. She's going to be great.
Nice. That's so funny. Stuffing has this too.
Now, what I am happy about is that the store wasn't as crowded as I thought it would be.
Okay.
You know, because we're just a couple of days away from Thanksgiving. So I was worried about that. But it was nice.
My store visit was funny because I was going based on a video I found.
Sure.
Of this guy who made the stuffing that I'm going to create. And there was no listing of the recipe, like in the caption. So I was walking through the aisles with the volume of the video. And people must have been like, what is this guy doing? And each aisle that I was looking for stuff, I'd have his audio from the video. And I was like listening to it. I was trying to keep it low, but I had to hear it.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm walking by people and they're just staring at me. And I was like, sorry, just making some stuffing.
Oh, gosh. So how are you feeling about what you're going to make?
I'm excited. So tonight we're both going to cook it.
Yes.
at our houses. And then tomorrow at this time, 3 o'clock, we're going to get some people from here in the building to blind taste test it. And then we'll see who made the better side.
It's going to be very stuffing. Exciting. Very exciting. And who knows? I mean, I might end up taking my stuffing over to Thanksgiving too. So there's a lot of good that could come from this.
We've done food challenges in the past. And I think one of the other ones I did, I was up till like 2 in the morning. But, that more involved like dessert baking. So I think I might be better with the cooking.
Yeah, I think it'll be okay.
We've been doing this for a couple days. It's finally time, Jenna, for the Battle of the Sides payoff. Starting 9.9, it's Kevin and Jenna.
I have no idea why I agreed to something like this leading up to Thanksgiving Day. You know how much cooking I need to do for tomorrow? But
so
it's okay.
Funny.
It's worth it.
If you've been following along, we had this idea on Monday. So we went to the store. We bought a bunch of ingredients. We figured out what we were going to make. Yesterday, we decided it was going to be stuffing.
Yes.
So we each have a little stuffing with a spin. It's a box stuffing, and we elevated each of ours.
Kevin, you could start me with a regular box stuffing. I don't need to add anything to it. It's going to taste great anyway.
That was the only rule. You had to use box stuffing, and then you can elevate it a little bit from there. So in studio, we have Adam from sales. Hi, Adam.
Hey, everyone. How are you?
We have Ryan from sales. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, everyone. How are you doing?
And we have Dee from the fun committee. All right, so what we're going to do, we have two plates in front of each of you with the stuffings. The plate on your left is one. The plate on the right is two.
Yes.
So we're going to go from Adam to D to Ryan. Try number one. So just take a bite. So the first stuffing, number one, and then give us a quick, like, one sentence thought. So Adam's trying his right now. Let's see.
It's I'm like, so nervous.
It's like the Food Network.
I like it a lot. That's my first thought.
Okay.
I think a lot of the stuffings are usually dry. I think this one has like a nice moist
texture.
So some
moisture.
To it.
Okay.
Yeah, very good.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Let's go to D. Take a quick bite. That's number one right there. We got. There we go. It's like Thanksgiving dinner right now. Oh, you think it's so? Yeah. Go into the mic real
really,
quick.
Really good.
So one quick thought.
It is moist, but it's sweet and it tastes amazing.
Okay. All right. So
moist and sweet.
All right. So a couple fans. All right, Ryan, you're up next.
So I'm going to try and do my best Gordon Ramsay.
Nice.
So let's see. Splendid.
Fantastic. Okay,
all
great.
Right. Moist, all right. Sweet, and splendid. That's
nice.
Number one.
Some good reviews so far. Okay, Adam, back to you. Number two. Take a bite of number two and then give us a quick thought on it.
I'm just going to try to get there's a pepper on this.
Oh.
Get the pepper included.
All right, Adam's taking a bite. Here we go. Moment of truth.
It's like a burst of flavors. There's
okay.
A few that I'm getting there, so that's very good.
A burst of flavors. Like all right, D, take a bite on that number two right there. Got some emotion going. Let's see.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. I like that. I like the different sweetness, but yet salty.
Okay.
And the flavor is really yummy.
Okay, great. All right, let's go on to Ryan, number two.
All right, now this one really caught my eye because I love jalapeno.
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
So I'm going to take a nice little bite into this. And
here we go. Ryan's digging in.
Great bite, actually.
Ooh. Can you all hear me chewing? It might be a little while. That's how delicious this one is.
Nice. Okay. Mm. Ryan might finish the plate.
Delicious.
Mm. Here
all
we
right.
go. And the one sentence thought, what do you think?
Can I say scrumptious?
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a great one. Scrumptious.
All right. So flavorful, salty, sweet, yummy, and scrumptious.
Okay. So we got the thank you. The panel did it. They took their taste. And now coming up next, we're going to reveal who the winner is and who made each stuffing, Jenna or I. So we'll do that next on Starting at 9.9. It's Kevin and Jenna. Battle of the Sides continues here on Starry 9.9. It's Kevin and Jenna.
I just want to say, Kevin, that however this turns out, I had a great time and I'm just happy to be here.
Me too. It's been fun. I feel like I'm on the Food Network.
Yeah,
it's great.
I know.
So if you haven't been following along, so Jenna and I went head-to-head making stuffing, and we had to use box stuffing, and then we could elevate it a little bit with other ingredients.
Yes.
So in studio right now, we have Adam from sales, we have Ryan from sales, we have D from the fun committee. Oh, yeah. We just did the tasting, and now it's time for the moment of truth for the voting. And then once the votes happen, we find out who's the winning stuffing, we'll reveal who made which one, and then we'll talk about how we made it.
Okay. I feel like we should be, like, holding hands side by side, like Miss Universe. Just like...
Or like American Idol.
American Idol.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. So you all have paper and a pen. Don't look at each other so you don't influence. Write down right now, number one or number two, based on what you tasted a few songs ago, what was your favorite, one or two?
All right.
Yeah, I'm kind of nervous. This is like, it's like I'm on the Food Network.
So in my hand, I have the results.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, so first vote.
Drum roll.
Yeah, drum roll.
I have two with a smiley face.
Okay, stuffing number two.
Stuffing number two. All right, next vote. Stuffing number two.
Oh, stuffing number two.
I should have done more lead up to that one. Hey, stuffing number one.
Oh, and a vote for one. Okay, so number two wins.
Number two wins.
Who was number two? Let's reveal it right now. Raise your hand if you were number two.
Jenna,
Jenna is the winner of the Battle of the Sides.
Now, I do want to say that when I went shopping, I was hungry. So what you tasted is what baby wanted. So maybe she'll be on the Food Network one day. We don't know. We'll see.
Nice. So I was number one. And then let's reveal real quick, Jenna, what we did to make these stuffings. So yours was the winning number two. So.
Oh, yeah, sure. So I knew I wanted to go in with like a bacon as the filler, right? So I thought, well, which stuffing should I get? Did you know they make pork stuffing? Like, they make the turkey one, the chicken one, but they make a pork variety. And then I said, well, it's going to need, like, something interesting as you're biting through it. So I wanted to add the cranberries. So there's dried cranberries in there. And then I said, well, what goes well with dried cranberries? You usually got, like, a goat cheese or a blue cheese. I went with the blue. And then baby wants spicy, so I added jalapenos on top.
Nice. Very nice. I'll just have you guys know, as we were preparing these in the kitchen to bring into the studio,
yeah.
Jenna was putting all these toppings and jalapenos, and I was like, I have no shot. I have no shot.
I felt like I was on The Bear, where I was like, yes, chef.
Right.
I was like,
yes,
add
chef.
This, add that. Oh, and there's also like candied walnuts there, too, yes. For a little crunch.
So for my second place, silver.
Oh, nice. Excellent.
Second out of two. So my stuffing, I got the stovetop. This chicken stovetop stuffing,
nice.
Box stuffing. And then I use pancetta, celery, carrot, and onion chopped up to add to it. I sauteed the pancetta and the veggies, the garlic and herb butter.
Smart.
In both. And I used a chicken broth to boil for the stuffing. And then cornbread mashed up and put in and then mixed together. Baked it in the oven at 350 for like 10 minutes, 20 minutes. And then used the broiler for the last 5 minutes to get a little bit of crunch on top.
Oh, the crunch is so good.
And,
yeah.
Oh, and a little bit of jarred gravy.
Yeah, I almost forgot. On top, I added this cranberry relish, too. Like, it's like a little jam thing. So I was like, all right, we're going this way, too. So, yes, that's smart with the jarred gravy.
I think we did well.
I think
and congratulations
so
to you, Jenna. You won the Battle of the Sides. I'll get you next year,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
And big thanks, Adam, Ryan from sales, and Dee from the Fun Committee for being our judges.
Thanks, guys.
Starting at 9.9, it's Kevin and Jenna.